Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague. Why do you think you can win big here?
This is going to sound like really, I think because of me, to be honest. I think because of me. I think I know what it takes. I've seen it at the highest levels. I know what it takes to recruit at this level.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. This is deep. Back it goes. Yes, sir. It's out of here. Home run. The Derbinator touches the ball. The Red Sox on top. Again.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Feeling good.
I'm feeling good over there. Is that a glass Diet Coke that I see? Do I observe? Do I spy with my little eye a glass Diet Coke over there on the other side of the desk?
Why are you outing me right now?
That looks fantastic.
Why are you outing me, huh?
Is there something to the science behind it tasting better out of glass? Because it absolutely does.
100%.
Now, is that placebo effect or is there something actually there? What are they putting in the glass Diet Coke that they're not putting in the can Diet Coke? And why does it taste so much better than the plastic bottle Diet Coke?
First of all, it's a mini Diet
it is
Coke.
In a mini
Look bottle.
Look at you, a cute little mini Diet Coke over there.
So I told you there's a store in Milwaukee we like to go to, mm-hmm. and it's like a odds and ends store. It's like got a little grocery section, and okay. it's got cooler stuff, and then they do drink sandwiches and breakfast okay. items. It's an interesting store.
And anything you need is there.
And they have these exact tiny mini bottles of Diet Coke, and they label them fridge cigs in
right.
their cooler.
Which is fantastic. They are fridge cigs.
So anytime I go, even if I'm not really thirsty, I right. grab one. So I went up to Tacoma this weekend with my mm-hmm. Visit my family and went to the store. My dad was going to foot the bill, and we walked down the aisle, and I just happened to look over. I'm like, you guys got the mini fridge cigs?
You got the fridge cigs in the glass bottles?
He had no idea what I was talking about. He's like, what's a fridge cig?
You're smoking cigs now, Brandon?
So I was like, we got to get these little mini bottles. These are adorable. I don't ever find them at my grocery store.
Now, is it a twist off or is it a...
No, it's a legit...
You
like,
need an actual bottle opener
yeah,
to get it.
Yeah, you need a real bottle opener
I appreciate
to get it.
That. There's something about the twist off glass bottle that does not make it feel as authentic.
Feels a little fake.
Yes, I want to be able to, I'm going to grab my bottle opener,
yes.
flip that top off.
I want it to hurt my hand if
yes.
I try.
You try and then yep. you realize after a couple of squeezes that it's not an actually twist off and now you have burn marks on the inside of your finger.
Right.
That's a good glass bottle right there.
Yeah. And then like my brother was like, why don't you get this? And it was like a 1 liter plastic Diet Coke. And I
No. Come on now.
Amateur.
1 liter plastic.
First of all, we're power ranking these things. Glass is always number one.
Number one.
But can is a yes. very tightly contested close number two.
Can blows the plastic bottle out of the
I
water.
I'll give you a take. I've been talking about this because this Diet Coke obsession I've developed the last year and a half to 2 years of my life, people have noticed it. To the point where I have listeners reaching out on Instagram to DM me anything Diet Coke related.
See a Diet Coke video, they send it to you.
And there's a doctor, and he's like, do you know how many calories in Diet Coke? Zero. You know how many daddy drinks a day? 1,000. It's just like, it's like these obsessed Diet Coke videos.
Right.
And
there's a little subculture.
I had one sent from Tim Monas yesterday, and he goes, these little clips, and it's a guy, and he goes, yeah, if I go to a restaurant, and you have Pepsi, I don't eat at your restaurant.
I'm walking out. I'm done.
And I told him I literally had this experience. So we got done golfing. We just happened to be super hungry.
Let's get some food.
It's a little tavern pub thing. Yeah. I didn't know my wife had made spaghetti.
So there's food at home, which, you
lunchtime
know.
Spaghetti is an interesting idea.
Like fresh spaghetti or reheated spaghetti?
She made fresh spaghetti. It was delicious.
Fresh spaghetti for lunch?
But lunch.
I've never heard of that. I've done leftover spaghetti for lunch.
Same.
Right? It's in the fridge. I'm looking for something. I got home. I'm hungry. Boom. It's in my Tupperware. I've never made spaghetti for lunch.
So I wasn't aware that spaghetti was being made. And so we went to this little, I got a little smash burger, you know, thing.
Right. Sounds good.
And I go, he goes, you want anything to drink? And I go, yeah. Can I get Diet Coke? He goes, sorry, bud. All we got is Pepsi.
I'm out.
And I go,
all right.
What? And he goes, you like Dr. Pepper? And I was like, I mean, it's fine.
I like Dr. Pepper.
But
I'll do a Dr. Pepper.
I'm a Diet Coke guy. And he goes, ah, and I go, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
This is embarrassing behavior.
And he looked at me. I'm not kidding. He looked at me. He goes, I am.
I apologize on behalf of the place that I work. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then they screwed my brother-in-law's order up, and it was just like, well, it was a disaster the minute I heard you had Pepsi.
I had a red flag the second I walked into this place of business, and it delivered. I was worried about the service and what we were going to get, because you're a Pepsi place. I feel like Pepsi places should almost, I don't know, I've never heard of somebody doing it the other way around, like being a Pepsi guy, mm-hmm. and then you go into a restaurant, and they're like, all we got is Coke, and you're like, yeah, I don't want Coke. I've never heard of that. Maybe that person exists out there.
I don't think it does. I think it's only the other way around.
I feel like if you are a Pepsi place of business, which I get, right? The Pepsis and the Cokes battle for the rights for the restaurant or what kind of sodas we're going to serve here. There's a hard line stance you got to take. But understanding that a few people like Brandon Sprague will come in and frequent your institution, I would have some little mini Diet Coke cans in a fridge just for those people. As like a nice, like how nice
but
would that
have been? But you're not allowed to.
Hey, what are they going to
do? Sign your rights away.
What is Pepsi going to do? Come and shut your business down?
Is the delivery guy going to out you to their corporate headquarters?
I mean, you don't put it out on the table. You pour it into a glass. How great would that be if you went into that restaurant and they say to you, you know what, we're a Pepsi place. I apologize. And you tell them, that's ridiculous. I'm a Coke man and I'd like some Coke.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I got a surprise for you. And then he delivers in a glass with some ice cubes and ice cold Diet Coke and says, don't tell anybody. How much are you tipping?
Oh, we're going 25
right?
Or
you're
higher.
Going above.
We're going 25
you're
or higher.
You're thrilled about the experience. Yeah. You were disappointed. Yeah. You got a pleasant surprise out of it.
Yep.
It ends up happy.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And then everybody leaves with a smile on their face, even if they screw up your food order.
First of all,
have a little mini fridge in the back, little tiny Diet Coke cans just for these people.
That would be an amazing feeling to go to a Pepsi restaurant and get a Diet Coke.
Oh, damn it. It's Pepsi.
Hold on, buddy.
Hold on. I got you.
And I think you're right. I think it's more the other way around. If you're pro Coke, not Pepsi, you will not order a soda. I guess what I got?
What'd you get?
Water.
It's just, I'm gonna go water.
So like, I'm not getting Pepsi.
You don't want Mountain Dew.
But if you're a Pepsi guy, you're more likely to lean into the Coke if
yes.
you have to.
Now look, maybe that person is out there, and if you are out there, I'd apologize. Please text in. But I've never met that person in my life.
Nobody's a Pepsi diehard.
I've seen the I'm upset that you don't have Coke here person. I know that person because I'm sitting next to one right now. But the Pepsi guy, I've never met that Pepsi guy. I don't know. I don't think he exists.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I don't think he's out there, man.
Look, I just tell you this. From time to time, the sales extraordinaires in our building will come to us and say, hey, we're talking to this company. Does this make sense in your life, right? Like, we're doing a Mr. Plywood thing right now because I'm legitimately building a backyard fence. I got to start it in like a week.
They're like, hey, what do you want to work with? I need some wood,
and
man.
I was like, I know Mr. Plywood. I grew up kind of close to the area. Like, I'm very familiar with it.
Hit me with some wood.
If you ever hear Sprague here for Pepsi, just know there's a gun to my head.
Is that the most unbelievable endorsement that you could do?
That I'm not trying to exaggerate.
I want
this.
You to be Kylie there Jenner is, in the video handing one to the cop to eliminate the protest.
I'm making peace.
Everybody, calm down.
Lives matter and cops' lives matter.
All lives matter.
Let's
here
have
is
Pepsi.
A Pepsi.
You know who didn't do dumb advertising like that? Coke.
Now, you know what they do? They do polar bears sliding down a mountain.
Santa Claus and polar bears.
That's all that I need, man.
They know what they are.
Making me happy.
They don't go over the top. They don't even need to advertise. Have you ever seen a Diet Coke commercial? They don't need to do it because they know how great the product is. My dream would be in this industry, my dream would be to have the endorsement, the DC endorsement.
Yes. Hello, Sprague here for Diet Coke.
And then have in the clause, fridge in garage gym, fully stocked.
Just Diet Coke.
Just DC's.
That's your DC fridge.
I need a row of glass, and everything else is can. No plastic.
Okay, for the times you want to get special or fancy.
Exactly.
Class up the joint a little bit.
Yes. And then I would do what Post Malone did. So Post Malone, when Bud Light hired that trans woman.
Yes. Very controversial.
And everybody lost their minds, and Kid Rock was shooting the box of it, and political leaders were diving in like, yes, this is tasty for us to capitalize on. And everybody was like, oh, my political leader hates Bud Light, too.
I loved the idea of going and buying Bud Lights and then shooting them. Like, you're still giving them your money, man.
So
you bought the Bud Lights.
When everybody got super angry about that and actually impacted Bud Light sales.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Bud Light pivoted out of the trans woman.
They did.
And what did they pivot into?
Hard turn.
We need to get out of the trans business. What do? How about Peyton Manning, Shane Gillis, and Post Malone? Yeah, brother!
That's about as hard as a turn as you can take.
So they went that direction, and then Shane Gillis is doing these weird Bud Light commercials that aren't really that funny, and Peyton Manning's at his barbecue, and then, oh, here's Post Malone. Is he country? Is he rap? Is he? I don't know what he is. But in the deal, Post Malone has one of his best friends. He makes $1,000 a day. This is in his contract.
$1,000 a day.
Bud Light pays one of his best friends $1,000 a day.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
To be his Bud Light bong man.
Like, hey, I need a Bud Light now. Stat.
And if I want to hit a bong of Bud Light right before my show.
Yes.
Alex, this is your job.
You're up, buddy.
That
now
is
it's your turn.
All your career is.
You follow me around with a Bud Light in your pocket just in case I want one.
You live in my orbit. You get a lot of the leftovers from that, but you also make $365,000 a year.
I'd do that job.
To be my Bud Light bong man.
I'd be that Bud Light guy.
And I would hire somebody.
Be your Diet Coke guy.
To be my Diet Coke top off man.
Jimmy! Sorry, sir.
I couldn't believe that that was real. And I saw the video, and it's like, Jimmy, what do you make, $1,000 a day?
That's a different
level. And then he gets on his knees, and Jimmy's just sitting there holding a bong as they pour Bud Light.
Beer, bong. Okay, now I'm all about.
That would be awesome.
You could go back and sit over there now, Jimmy. Your role here is done.
That's the perfect endorsement.
That is absolutely one of the best jobs that you could ever get. Because living in Post Malone's orbit's got to be a lot of fun.
Has to be awesome.
How many times a day is he at? I mean, I'm sure he drinks, he has fun, but how many are you actually drinking a day,
you
right?
You have days where you're not doing your
job. There's days when you're not there. Hey, Post, you need me? Nope, you're good. Okay, I'm going to stay in the cabana today. I'm not going to come in the actual house. I'll hang out here and play my video games, making $365,000 a year. That is one of the best jobs on the planet.
I agree.
Be a hanger on a Post Malone. People are asking what's the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero.
I've read about this because I have family members that are super pro Coke Zero versus
Diet
Coke.
It's the sweetening agent.
Okay.
I think
whatever.
Coke Zero is more in line with the Coke taste, whereas Diet Coke is clearly aspartame. It has a different variation of
flavor. There's definitely a different flavor.
I can give you both, and you really would be like, oh, that's a Diet Coke, and that's
I'm not anti-Coke Coke Zero. You hand me a Coke Zero, I'll drink it.
I can do it.
You put it in front of me. I got no problem with that.
I'm not mad at it, but like if I'm deciding between, like I was at a party recently, a water or a Coke Zero because there's no Diet Coke.
Right.
I'll lean water.
You go water over the Coke Zero.
But like I'm also not, if I'm on a camping trip or something and all somebody brought was Coke Zero, I'd dabble in the Coke Zero.
You'd drink that Coke Zero.
I'm not like that anti-Coke Zero.
We have two people chiming in saying they are Pepsi over Coke people.
No. That's fine. My wife is actually one of these people.
But are you such a staunch Pepsi over Coke person that you refuse to drink Coke
and
products?
And that's where I will push back and say, I don't believe those people are.
You
I think those people would
fine.
Drink a Diet Coke, a Coke Zero, a Coke, whatever.
If you go, Deal said, where did this go? Costco changing to Coke was a high point in my life. Oh. I don't think that's sad at all.
Amen, dude.
No, I don't think it is either.
Amen.
I got to pick some up on the way home today.
The Costco case?
No, I should probably do the Costco case, but we're not going to go to Costco today. I'm not going to Costco just for Diet Coke.
Costco, you got to mentally be ready.
I'm not ready for that. I don't need that much stuff. I'm not going just for Diet Cokes. We'll go to the local grocery store, get our hands on a 12-pack, and call it good.
Do you remember that, speaking of Deal's text there on the switching to Coke stuff?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I'll never forget the first time I bought the big case of Diet Coke at the back of the Costco that I live by. When I came out, I almost literally did the Will Ferrell stepbrother's toilet paper scene of like, yes!
Yes, I got one!
The big diet cupcake!
There's like 972 in here. This is like a month's worth supply of Diet Coke.
It takes up my whole garage fridge. It's crazy.
Throw them all in there.
Usually there's like 8 leftovers that I have to leave on the floor until we can make room for more.
Every time I'm at the grocery store, I do take a walk down the aisle. I don't know why I don't do it more often, but I always contemplate every time I see the glass bottled sodas, I'm like, God, I should buy one. And I don't do it. I don't know why. Last time I had a glass bottle soda was the preschool sent Teddy home with a dad's root beer for Father's Day weekend.
That's a cool.
And a glass bottle. Yeah, like, hey, here's it. And I was like, dude, you know what? When was the last time you had a dad's root beer?
Dad's root beer is delicious.
I got no beef at all with
Not
dad's
all.
Root beer.
Is that a Pepsi product?
I don't know who the parent company is of dad's root beer. They're all run by Pepsi or Coke. It's one or the other. And I had it on Father's Day, and I got to admit, delightful. It sat in the fridge for 2 days. We picked them up on Friday. I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to wait till Father's Day. And then I enjoyed it on Father's Day.
So Sunday, I did something rather irresponsible for me. I went out to dinner at 7:30 in North Portland.
That's a little late and a long drive.
Andy, we didn't get home till 9:28. I was like, well, I got a shower still.
How many times do you glance at the clock on the drive home? Damn it.
Already, I tried not to do that. I tried to internally keep that, like, don't let it bother you, whatever.
Still 20 minutes away.
But we went to a pizza joint right off of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And
good pizza over there.
They had good pizza. This spot was really good. And I went over and I was like, oh, my daughter wanted a lemonade. So I went to go check they had lemonade. I'm like, oh, they had Diet Coke. Went over to the machine. Do you know what they had?
What was in there?
I can't recall the last time I had seen this in my life. They were stocked by the RC Cola company.
RC Cola still out there grabbing restaurants? Good for RC Cola,
but, like,
man.
They had flavors. I was RC, Diet RC.
Good for RC.
RC Alt or what?
I didn't know they were still alive.
I had no idea.
Good for them.
My mind was blown.
That's a pleasant surprise. I'm not even mad if I go in and see an RC Cola. I'm more shocked that it still exists. And then I say, you know what? That's good for them. I'll have an RC Cola. It's not the same. It's a watered-down version. But I also grew up drinking the Kirkland sports drink and thought it was delightful.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you throw an RC Cola at me? Look, it's not a Diet Coke, but I'll drink an RC Cola.
I came up with a advertisement for Shasta years ago because my mom would be cool with it most of the time and get like a Coke, or maybe she'd get my little brother a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
We went through times where it was like, we got to go Shasta route here.
Sure, we're going to get the lesser than version.
And you're a kid. You don't really care. You just want to drink the sugar.
Sugar is sugar. Soda is soda.
Yeah, and I remember just like looking at my can. I might have been like 12, and I just looked at my can, and I was like, well, if you has to, drink a Shasta. And I just told my little brother, he's like, dude, there should be a commercial.
Do that in the mirror 15 times over. Let's film that. If it has to, it's got to be a Shasta.
Well, RC and Shasta have to know what they are.
They know they're right? Not in line.
They're the alternate cheap version that people will absolutely dabble in. Some people like it.
You feel somebody's voice. Yeah, that's a need that somebody has. For the Sprague household growing up, we needed a cheaper soda. And guess what? They delivered that product.
Dude.
It's like Shaq's sneakers back in the day. You can't afford a pair of Jordans, you go to Kmart, you get yourself a pair of Shaqs.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing. Yeah. You have to have a cheaper alternative. And they fill a void from time to time. I'm glad that RC Cola is still in business.
I was shocked. I'd not seen that.
I can't tell you last time I had an RC Cola, but that's awesome, man.
I'm not seeing like a Pepsi or a Coke.
Dad's root beer, independent.
Dad's is an independent Chicago based company.
Good for Dad's.
Well, Coke has Barks.
Yeah,
the one
Barks
with caffeine.
Okay. Yep.
Is Pepsi A&W or is A&W?
No, A&W is its own thing.
Yeah.
They haven't been bought by KFC or Taco Bell yet.
I feel like they're all combined with an KFC and a Taco Bell.
Isn't Taco Bell Pepsi?
Ooh, good question. I haven't gone into
Taco
a Taco Bell
is
in a
part
long
of
time.
Yum Brands. Now, they might have a deal with Pepsi.
Okay.
I don't know that Pepsi outright owns them.
What's
the
last time you went Pepsi's root beer?
Oh, that's cool.
Because Barks is Coke, and I'm not a big Barks guy.
Who owns Dr. Pepper?
Pepsi.
Pepsi owns Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, they have Mountain Dew and Pepsi. So they have good sodas under their umbrella.
Is Mr. Pibb still out there?
You know what? Well,
Pepsi owns Mug Root Beer.
Mug Root Beer.
Not a mug guy.
It's really sweet.
Yes,
like,
it
root
is.
Beer's sweet to begin with, but...
Well, what is the best root beer for you guys? Because I would argue, Dad's
I think
is
Dad's root beer is probably the top of
A&W
my list.
A&W is pretty good.
A&W is
not bad. I got
an A&W, like ice cream float.
Yeah.
Pretty hard to top
Every
that.
Time I'm in Corvallis, you stop at the A&W.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing. That's the only one I know about.
Yeah, well, there's one on Sunnyside, actually.
Is there really?
It's a KFC A&W production.
You walk in, you're like, hey, there's an A&W in here, too.
You like popcorn chicken with your root beer float? Come on in to our A&W and KFC.
What's the percentage of breakdown of people who go to those combo restaurants and eat at the A&W?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because I feel like the majority of the time where you're going to KFC,
well, what's
are you
the
not?
Combo? Is it Taco Bell A&W KFC? KFC A&W.
80-20? Dude. 80-20 people going in there?
Do you watch?
You get a little lonely over there on the A&W side? Like, no, hey, over here, hey, we got food too.
I think they're in the same, I don't think they have a side.
There's
I
not a side. There's not like one desk on one side.
It's KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and Habit Burger and Grill, which is big in California.
There's a Pizza Hut A&W, huh? Root beer float?
A&W is not part of it.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at, the brands of Yum Brands. It is, KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and Habit Burger.
I've never had Habit Burger before.
They're in California. They're not bad.
Habit or Habitat?
Habit. H-A-B-I-T.
There's one in Clackamas with a name like that that just, I think they're starting to move in here.
Starting to infiltrate our territory.
I ate there once.
They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, the sweet potato fries are money.
I like a good sweet potato fry.
Look at us giving free advertising to all these companies. Who are these companies?
Yeah, give me a call, all right? Come on, help me out here.
I need that Diet Coke endorsement. Let's do it.
That would be fantastic.
Not even Ray Charles could make me like Pepsi. And he was one of the goats. You guys remember that commercial?
Did he know what he was drinking anyways? They probably slipped him a Diet Coke. It tastes better.
That would be one of the
greatest. That would be one of the best Diet Coke commercials.
Hollywood true backstories.
If Coke was that petty to AI
Ray Charles had no idea.
AI Ray Charles into a commercial where he gets done filming his commercial
and then
you hand him a Diet Coke instead and he says, "Guys, this is delicious."
Dude, that is such a great advertisement.
TM, call me Diet Coke.
He gets off, he's doing his Ray Charles smiling right. Shoulder thing. He's at the Pepsi's like, get this out of here, and the anime Diet Coke. Oh, that's a great campaign. Switching.
We just did an ad for Diet Coke and Shasta in the opening segment. It's 6:20 in the morning. You're welcome.
Our brains are working. We got a loaded show today. Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague. Mail Sack Tuesday as well, 503-864-6326. Let's get it going next on 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Cafe Day, Dirt and Sprague at the top of the hour. Got a lot of audio to get to yesterday. We had Bill Conley on the show. And so we invited Bill Conley into our lovely Cafe Day Dirt and Sprague.
It was a delightful breakfast.
It was. He chose a corned beef hash.
Yes, he did.
Which I'm... Oh, my God. It's an elite breakfast right there. It's Tuesday.
Mail Sack. Sack it up, boys.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT, 503-864-6326. Get your Mail Sack questions in. We'll get to that in the final hour of the radio program today.
I love that the Mail Sack has led to people texting them in night before or like in the middle of the night. The first thing I see when I open up the text line on Tuesdays is always like a Mail Sack question from 7 hours ago. And I appreciate you.
Somebody
That's
that
awesome.
Knows he's likely to forget.
I'm not
or
waking
sleep
up in the morning.
Or whatever. I got the night shift.
I listen to the podcast later in the day.
Our bartender friends.
Here you go.
Whatever the case.
Here's your Mail Sack question.
I saw a study this morning that had, studies are sometimes just dumb, right? Like, oh,
we interviewed 62 people and they say 97% of Americans feel this way. Like, oh, okay, that sounds accurate.
One of them was like, working before 10 a.m. long term just destroys your health and your mental well-being. And I just started laughing. And I was like, before 10?
Before 10.
What if you're off by 10?
What if you're done with work at 10 o'clock in the morning?
That's a different study.
I felt seen is what I would say by that study. I was like, yes, it does.
Yeah, yes, wears you down. Slowly but surely.
Grind you down.
All we are is dust in the wind.
I did. I remember a few years back, I had one night, we weren't working the next day, and I had something popped in my brain. So I wrote it down on my iPhone notes to not forget for show-related purposes. The problem was, when I woke up, I had remembered that I had put a notes thing, but I couldn't remember what it was. So I opened up the notes app, and I did not understand what I wrote.
Just gibberish.
I was so high when I wrote it that it didn't make any sense.
I can't put two and two together here, man. What was I trying to say?
I was like, way to help yourself there, bud.
Can anybody understand this? Showing it to people as you walk around. Do you know what this says? I'm confused.
I'm very confused. You know who else is confused?
Who's
ESPN
confused?
And Matt Miller fans. We need to talk about this. We have delayed this enough. I've had this on the notes. I have not got to it. I didn't get to it Thursday, Friday. So
crazy story.
This is a very weird one. Matt Miller, I would describe as a friend of the program. We've had him on like ten times.
From before ESPN to his time at ESPN.
Bleacher Report.
Every time around the draft, we reach out, and he's usually very accommodating with coming on in March or early April and giving us some thoughts on the NFL draft.
And he's one that I've followed for a very long time because I'm not Mr. Draft Guy, but like if I'm consuming draft-related content to not sound like an utter moron.
Yeah.
I want to be educated, and Matt Miller is somebody who's worked his entire life to get to ESPN. He was so good at Bleacher Report that ESPN was like, damn, we can't ignore him anymore.
Go grab that guy.
Mel Kiper is just giving the scorching hot take on everybody and eating pumpkin pie. We need the next Mel Kiper in line.
They thought it was going to be Todd McShay, and then he left and started doing his own. Or I think maybe they fired him. I can't remember.
No, they had the weird vaccine thing with him.
Oh, was he a vax guy? I don't remember that full story.
He refused to be vaccinated.
Got it.
And so he did it. He stayed at home, and then ESPN was like, "We need you in studio." And he's like, "I'm not doing that.
I'm not coming in studio."
I still consume Todd McShay's content on The Ringer. He does a great job. But Matt Miller, for those, did we talk about his accident?
I think we talked about the accident when it happened.
So Matt Miller lost his arm. He was involved in a very high level like collision with his Ford Bronco. He hit a semi. He swerved into the other lane. Suffers a massive accident. I'm sure some of you out there have seen the car. It looks absolutely total. It's one of those, like, how are you alive?
When you see the car, it does not make sense how he's still here.
And he got rushed. He got airlifted to a hospital, had all these surgeries, ended up having to lose his arm. And so he and his family send out a GoFundMe. And it's like, help me recover from this.
Yeah. I think the initial goal was $10,000 or $20,000. I can't remember.
Something in that ballpark.
So,
as this happens, many people have the instant reaction, wait a minute, you work at ESPN, you probably make high six figures, why are you asking us for money?
Right.
Which, I mean, can you just choose to not donate? Why do we always got to pop off?
If you don't want to donate, you don't have to donate.
Right?
It did lead to the hilarious picture of Adam Schefter donating $100.
No. It was $1,000.
Was it $1,000?
I think it got edited to $100. But Adam Schefter makes almost $10 million a year or more.
He's making a significant amount of money.
And he donated $1,000. I did kind of laugh at that. But to each their own.
Yes.
Anyways, it starts coming out day by day after this crash that Matt Miller had created all of these fantasy football leagues, and there was cash prizes for the winners. And all of these people, basically on a Reddit stream, were coming to the forefront of, he didn't pay out.
No, we had winners of all these different leagues.
And these are money leagues. You buy into the leagues.
$100, $200, whatever the buy-in is, and there's a payout for the winner of the league.
There's a payout for the winner, and I'm not talking about like one or two people. There were multiple people involved in it. Like, a lot of people came out and was like, I never got paid.
Right.
Oh, I never got paid. So then it starts to get a little fishy. Like, what's going on here? The GoFundMe ups the amount that he's aiming to get.
Yeah, he hit the $10,000 or $20,000, and they immediately doubled it up.
$10,000
and then
whatever.
Now I think it finally got set at $50,000. I don't know if he ever hit the $50,000, but that's where it ultimately ended up going.
Well, and then you pair the odd, like, it starts to become viral, these non-payouts of the fantasy football leagues. Then the video of the accident comes out, and it's one thing to be occupied by your phone in the car. I think if we're all being in a trust tree, we had a moment.
Every single person alive has had a moment looking at their phone.
If you haven't, I commend you, but largely 99% of humans, I think, have been like, whoa. It looked a little more than just, to me, like somebody being distracted by a text.
It was a slow vehicle. It's a one lane each way. It looks like kind of a countryside highway almost, if you will.
It's a two-lane road.
Two-lane road, and it was a slow veer into the other lane towards the truck.
Towards the semi.
The semi tries to swerve at the last moment, and then Miller tried to swerve at the last moment.
And
maybe it saved his life with that little, slight quarter-inch move of the wheel to get him out of the way of being a head-on collision, and they ended up swiping, and his car went flying.
And
he flew out of the windshield.
He's airlifted out. This is a big accident. Then the fraud stuff comes out about these fantasy football allegations. It's just a bizarre story, and now it's being investigated by the state of Missouri. The Athletic did a full investigative report on it.
Yep.
And then people are now finding old tweets of like, this Army vet needs a laptop. Send me $80, $100 to my Venmo, and we'll be sure we get it to him. And people are like, did that go to a soldier?
This is the tough part, because now that you've opened Pandora's box, all of your history is going to get dug through. Mm. And if you're scamming people in one way, which I think has been proven by the number of people that have stepped forward, and there's people who have screen grabs of his responses to emails and all this stuff. Everybody kept all the documentation of saying, hey, man, I haven't been paid. And him saying, well, I think it was a sleeper account. That was the, I don't know if that was the fantasy football account. I'm not.
That's the app.
Okay, that's the app
that's
that they
the
were doing it on.
App,
so well, my account got hacked. Once it gets settled, I'll get paid. And then there were people who reached out to Sleeper personally and said, does his account get hacked? And the answer was no. There was people who were emailing him saying, hey, I never got paid. And him saying, oh, okay, it's on your way, on the way immediately. And then the next email is like 2 weeks later from the person of like, hey, man, I never got the money. And then he never responded to that one. And so once you open that box and it appears that that is real, that you were basically taking people's money for fantasy football, all of the other stuff's going to get scrutinized. And that's where it somehow finds a way to get uglier by the day almost, because people will find tweets to your point. There's one that him and his wife did, I think, of like, we found 5 single mothers in the area who need Christmas presents. Venmo me now if you would like to help pay for their Christmases. And there's no information on
the
people.
Now, we don't know for certain.
We have no idea
if that money went towards that or he kept it,
right? We have no idea.
Okay, because I don't see it in this report.
No, but when this, I don't know if you can prove that, because she's just saying.
Well, how are you going to find 5 right. random people?
Hey, are you one of this? Go visit every single mother living in Missouri saying, did you get money from the Millers for Christmas?
You like, know it's impossible. Fake when they go, they moved.
I mean, honestly, the first thought that I had here watching all this kind of stuff, now they're obviously very different for differing reasons, was Craig Carton was one of the first thoughts that I had. A guy who was a massive media star, who was a host of W Fan, ironically now host of W Fan again.
Well, he's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got good relationships with certain
Yes,
people.
He does. Yeah. And he did the Fox Sports thing for a while, and it didn't work, and now he's back in New York, and he was fired for, not this exactly, but something somewhat
ticket
similar.
Ticket scheming. He stole $1 million plus.
Yes, from people of selling tickets, and he had some gambling debt, and it became a whole thing for him. And so eventually they pulled the lid off of it. He got in trouble. He went to prison for a little bit, if I remember correctly, and is now back working in sports media. So maybe that's what happens with Matt Miller, but there is such shady behavior that comes out. And when you're asking for stuff and you're stealing money in that regard and just taking random people's $100, $200 buy-in for fantasy football, it makes a lot of people wonder, how did you get there? Because you were already making a good salary. You're a draft analyst at ESPN.
He was right? their number two.
You're number two guy on the big board. You're not making $1 million, but I think you're making in the six figures for sure. And how are you financially strapped in that situation? We don't know the backstory. We don't know the family story. It just a lot of more questions than answers for this one. And he sent out some posts right after it happened of like, you know, keep me in your thoughts and updating the surgeries and all that. He had to turn off the ability for other people to respond to his tweets because it was getting really ugly and people are pissed at him because he's been taking money from them.
Well, they also found people that like he was charging for fantasy football advice. He would do like tutorials of how to tell you who to start or what positions to value, all that stuff. And I can't, the amount wasn't like crazy, but I think for everyday Joe's, like I think it was like $500. And it's like, can we just put a pause real quick? I know you want to win your league. $500.
For fantasy football advice? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come play on. Like the nicest golf course in America. You know what I mean? Get a little more for
Go
your
play
bang
Pebble
your
Beach, dude.
Well, so those people were coming out and they were like, he literally Zoomed us one time.
Yeah.
It was 20 minutes and he told me everything I already knew. Hey, and then he didn't do a follow-up like,
Josh Allen, your quarterback, you should try and get him. He's pretty good.
You should get Lamar.
Lamar's pretty good.
Lamar's pretty good in fantasy. He rushes a lot.
Yeah.
You want touchdowns. Touchdowns are important.
Yeah.
Team defense, you know, you want a good team defense.
Yeah, point per catch lead because you probably look at this wide receiver. Thank you. I'm well aware of that. I appreciate that insight.
So now it's just like, it's kind of a crazy fallout from like what seemed like an awful.
Yes.
I mean, it still is. It's an awful situation, right?
Yes. Thankfully, everybody survived it and no lives were lost in the crash.
But. Yeah. And yeah, nobody else was impacted outside of the semi truck that got hit and Miller. But
it's also leading people down. And I, you know, nobody will ever know. And maybe we will. I'm not sure. But the idea of if this was starting to circle the drain a little bit prior to the accident, people were starting to complain. There were, I don't know if authorities were getting involved, but like, this had started to reach people like the attorney general in Missouri, and they were aware of some of these allegations, and then the accident happened.
Yeah.
And it led a lot of people to wonder, was that an attempt, or was that being distracted at the phone? Was that just a random mistake? Did you see an ant? Like, well, nobody will probably ever know the right answer there, but it does make you question how it all started.
He did respond to the Athletic report and basically said, my counsel has advised me to not say a lot, but basically anybody that's not been paid out, they can contact me, to which people have noted he has started to pay some of those out.
Ah, yeah.
And
got his account back. Now we can pay out.
Then the investigation started. So I don't know if he'll be guilty. We're just, it's just an odd story. And this is like, who's the number two on NBA for ESPN? Who's the number two in general NFL? Like, this would be like if Orlovsky.
Right.
Right? Or Amina Kimes.
Right.
Except draft. So it's just, you know, he was somebody that rose pretty quickly in his career, not quickly, but rose to a level in his career where,
without a doubt,
the biggest media company was like, we got to hire you. You're our number two. Draft coverage galore. Boom. All this comes out. Let's see where it goes. We'll give you a follow-up once the investigation
Don't steal people's runs. Fantasy football dues, man. People take fantasy football very seriously.
Absolutely.
And if do. I win my league, I better get paid out.
Is this beneath an athlete? Next on The Fan.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. Football season is here. SEC Media Days roll on. Greg Sankey talks every day.
I guess, yeah, he's up there giving another talk. What's up, Greg?
I feel like Greg Sankey has a lot of mirrors in random bedrooms in his mansion for reasons I don't want to talk about on the air.
He's got a cocaine problem, is
How
that
many
what you're
times
saying?
Can you talk? Like, you gave your thing yesterday. What do you have to talk about today?
Hey, guys, we're serious. We'll really take our ball and go home. I mean
set
it.
Set up the day.
The day's been set up. We know the schedule. Kirby Smart is set to talk at 6:45.
There you go.
Get off the stage.
Yeah, everybody's waiting to hear from Kirby.
Old bum. So I asked before the break, is this beneath an athlete? And I want to ask you, and I feel like I know your answer. Tom Brady doing the Logan Paul.
Yes. Yes.
WWE.
Get out of my life, Tom. You've ruined enough of it. Get out of my life. You already ruined my Sundays. You made Greg Olsen go to the number two team. You dominated my football world for 20 years. I couldn't escape you. I had to watch you in the playoffs every year. Go sit on a beach, man. Why are you slapping people and doing wrestling fights?
Okay, well.
Holy hell, midlife crisis. Are you wearing a leather jacket and riding a motorcycle too?
Did you see?
You want to be in SummerSlam? You're Tom bleeping Brady.
Did you see his intro at Fanatics, at FanFest?
I did not see his intro.
He came out in a coffin in the Undertaker music, and they put contacts in his eyes to make his eyes roll back in the back of his head. And
what
he walks out in short shorts and a T-shirt and just walks out to the stage and stands and looks at everybody. I felt very uncomfortable watching the video. I thought, I know you're doing a lot of pub.
Yeah.
You're probably making a decent do-re-mi out of this, but... You're Tom Brady.
You're Tom Brady.
I don't know how to process.
You have seven Super Bowls, man. What are you? You Joe Montana go jump in a wrestling ring when his career was over and people called him the GOAT? No.
So at the Spain final, the World Cup final we had over the weekend, there was a video of Logan Paul, and he's shouting at Tom Brady.
Can we arrest them like we did the Tate brothers? Can we just get rid of the Pauls?
I don't think.
Is that not how it works?
I think that's a,
There's just a couple of sets of brothers I'd like to just, you know, get them out of here.
So he's yelling at Brady. They pan the camera over to Brady. Brady's just sitting next to his son, by the way, who's just innocently in this video wearing a Spain uniform.
Did they still open mouth kiss?
I don't know.
Were they
and
making
then
out of the
Brady
game?
Is just staring at him with his middle finger at him. Doesn't say anything. And I just thought, Joe Montana would never.
Oh, he would roll over in his
Michael
grave.
Jordan
he's still alive.
Never.
But he would roll over in his grave if he was dead.
Now,
how dare you,
before
Tom?
Before you counter with, Sprague, you not remember Bash at the Beach with Dennis Rodman and Karl Malone? I do.
That's different.
One's a pedophile, yes, and one married himself. It kind of explains everything there.
Those kind of people are expected to do WWE.
And I already know the counter to my counter. Well, Sprague, did you see what happened this weekend? I'll get to that at Cafe Day Dirt and Sprague. I did. It's one thing to do a one-off appearance. It's another to, like, be doing this big drum up for an event that I don't even know if he's actually going to wrestle.
He will. You know he will. They're only doing this because they're trying to make money on it somehow.
Well, obviously.
The guy signed a $400 million contract with Fox and somehow is still desperate for more money.
Made like $500 million.
Is it because Giselle took all of it? Is it because you stole people's cryptocurrency money? Remember that? Remember that? Yeah. Remember when he misled people and led to many losing their entire fortunes through
this
a cryptocurrency scam?
This is making you hate Tom Brady more.
I already hated Tom Brady.
I know, but it's building it
up.
Yes,
I can't stand this kind of behavior. I also would give you a larger take than that. You know my stance on Fanatics. We've debated that many a time on the show.
FanFest.
And there's probably somebody you can throw at me here that is going to be like, damn it, I wish I didn't say that. I lose immediate respect for you if you associate with Michael Rubin. That guy...
Hold on.
There's something in his eyes. He's a witch. I don't know what's going on.
He's a witch?
He's like casting spells.
I think you're
spells.
A warlock if you're a male witch.
He's a warlock. I don't trust that guy.
Is it a wizard or a warlock,
How does
Swag?
He... I mean, he has...
I believe warlock.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Some sports apparel company, and he's buying he's worth billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, dude.
This is
the
fraudulent.
The leagues have bought into his
There's ridiculous
company.
Stuff going on behind the scenes. Where's the attorney general? Let's investigate him. His white party? Are you kidding me?
The white party, dude, admittedly, it seemed
cool
like at the start.
They're like sacrificing animals in the basement of a white party. I guarantee you. Pizzagate 2026. Michael Rubin, stay away. He's ruining Tom Brady.
A white party. It's an odd theme.
Very odd.
We're going to wear all white at
Very
this party.
Odd. Yeah, Jay-Z's showing up. Yeah, you come straight from P. Diddy's place, huh? Where's the baby oil?
So Tom Brady on the WWE, huh? I would tell you this.
Your WWE fan, does that even do anything
well,
for WWE
as a
fans?
Former diehard WWF guy,
yeah,
who then by the time they became the WWE, I you know, I wasn't following it anymore. I see clips, and there's some cool wrestlers out there. I would tell you, though, as a diehard former wrestler fan, I think I would hate this.
I absolutely would, too.
Because I found eventually even the Rodman Malone thing way too gimmicky. Like, I didn't need Rodman in the NWO, and I didn't need Karl Malone and DDP.
No.
Every single event.
No.
I didn't need that in my life. I already had him in the finals. In back-to-back years, it was awful.
Yeah, I feel like, now, I don't want to speak for our wrestling bros out there. It's not my cup of tea. I can't tell you the last time I cared or watched anything wrestling-related. And, in fact, I usually just grimace whenever I see ESPN covering it like a legitimate sport because they're in broadcasting cahoots with them, and we usually yell about that. But if I were a WWE fan, this kind of stuff would piss me off. Like, I want to see the characters.
You want
I want to see
character development,
the
right?
actual wrestlers and the guys who are the villains and the heroes. Like, why do I need Tom Brady for a night to get body slammed by one of the Paul brothers? What does that do for me?
Mm.
That does nothing.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And Tom Brady, just sit down and shut up. It's the offseason. I got to deal with you every Sunday pretty soon anyways. You're going to ruin my NFL weekend. So why don't we wait until that happens? Don't ruin my summer, too.
Mm. I just don't know what he's getting out of it.
Fake slapping
people. It can't just
people.
Be money. You said it earlier, and I totally buy it. I'm telling you, look up the video of him coming out in the Undertaker casket.
That's weird.
It's one of the weirder things I've ever seen a great athlete do.
How much does it cost to get into the Fanatics Fest?
I don't know. That's a good question. They have some good panels on there.
I mean, I'm sure.
Say what you want about it.
So I did see somebody brought an actual gator for Tim Tebow to sign. I don't think it was a real gator. But it was
like a stuffed gator?
I don't know, but it was like in a massive duffel bag. And Tim Tebow's like, what the hell is
that's
this?
That's kind of odd.
And it was like a big-ass gator.
But when he walks out in the Undertaker thing, I'm telling you, look at this video. You guys got to look this up.
Dude, this
it's
is
It's just
weird.
Very uncomfortable, like, this you're going weird. Through something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Maybe it's your ex-wife sleeping with a jiu-jitsu guy and having another kid at, like, the age of 47.
He's been posting golf content. I follow him on Instagram, and I'm like, cool,
go play
man,
golf,
lean into
dude.
That.
Be a normal guy who retired and go play golf.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Be LeBron James.
Yeah.
Wow. LeBron James is doing golf content.
I'll tell you this.
Where's the criticism there? If LeBron James is doing this stuff in 2 years,
yeah, I'll destroy LeBron.
We're
going to
destroy him too.
Do
you
this.
Know what he's not going to do? He's not going to do this. Yeah. He wants to fade into the background and play golf like a normal man.
The only wrestling related thing
we
have
hair,
is
you weirdo.
LeBron is a rookie at a WWF event.
Yeah,
taking photos with a flip phone
in the crowd.
In the crowd,
yes.
And then LeBron, still to this day, you can hate him all you want. You have to acknowledge. Coming back from 3-1 against Golden State in the finals, flying into Cleveland for the parade and coming out wearing the Ultimate Warrior t-shirt
is a phenomenal troll.
It's
one of the greatest.
It cannot
of all
be
time.
Better than that. One of the greatest troll. No, I am him. You are not the ultimate. I am the ultimate. It's great.
Dude, I'm watching this Tom Brady video, and I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
It's
right
uncomfortable.
Now. There's some weird stuff going on here.
A weird thing.
He's in a cult, man.
He might be. Loaded second hour. Kick it off. Got some college football to talk about, but Cafe de Dirt and Sprague, hour two on The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.